Governor Bevins says he doesn't enjoy being governor.
Someone asked me early on why I wanted to be the governor. I don't want to be the governor.
But as he told a group of business leaders last month in Louisville, he's willing to be governor.
But it was from that perspective that I looked at this and said, somebody, someone like us, a normal person who pays taxes, whose employees pay taxes, who's under the pressure of all of these regulations and rules, somebody normal needs to just step up and be willing to take one for the team.
Bevins says that quality, his willingness to serve rather than his desire to, allows him to lead on tough issues without caring about popularity. Probably most controversial of all are his attempts to reform the state's ailing pension systems and his rhetoric on the issue. Kentucky has a massive pension debt. It's short about $37 billion of the money it needs to pay out to employees who retire from state government in the future. The way Bevins tried to deal with it is by putting massive amounts of money into the pension systems, but then also proposing to weaken retirement benefits for future state employees. But Bevins' proposals have drawn massive protests from state workers and teachers who've called in sick to protest. And Bevin's reaction to that has been even more polarizing.
I guarantee you somewhere in Kentucky today, a child was sexually assaulted that was left at home because there was nobody there to watch them.
Combine that with controversial policies like Bevin's attempt to require people on Medicaid to prove they're working, volunteering, or in school in order to receive benefits, and Bevin has become the most unpopular governor in the country, according to a recent poll of likely Kentucky voters. Bevin says that's irrelevant.
The things that matter is what's best for this state, who's fighting for the state. It's about jobs and creating opportunity for people. So these polls, my gracious, they've never been right, ever, as it relates to me in this state, so I pay them no mind whatsoever.
Bevin is unabashedly anti-abortion, has signed a handful of measures restricting the procedure, and has unsuccessfully attempted to close the only abortion provider in the state. And that stance is popular in Kentucky. According to a Pew Research study, 57% of Kentuckians think that abortion should be illegal in most cases. Meanwhile, Bevin spends most of his campaign time touting his economic development successes. He says that since taking office, companies have promised to invest more than $19 billion in projects and create about 52,000 jobs. But the state is still struggling to make budgetary ends meet. In order to put that record amount of money into the pension systems, Bevin has proposed and the legislature has approved budgets that cut much of state government, especially higher education. During his second State of the Commonwealth address, Bevin called on lawmakers to reform the state's tax code to generate more revenue for the state.
But I'm talking about bringing every single sacred cow that people think can't be touched on the tax front, bringing them all out of the barn. And some of those sacred cows are going to be returned to the barn as sacred cows, and some of them are going to be turned into hamburger.
But the only revenue-raising measures lawmakers have passed since Bevin's been in office have been largely offset by new tax cuts and exemptions. Bevin's argument is that his pro-business policies will eventually lead to more people being employed in Kentucky, higher wages, and ultimately more revenue for the state. But that hasn't panned out yet. Bevin likes to compare his role to shoveling manure out of a barn.
I'm shoveling this barn out because I do believe there's a pony under there somewhere. I really, deep down, someone's going to ride the pony. It'll probably be the next governor, whoever that happens to be.
If reelected, Bevin would become the first Republican governor to serve more than one term in Kentucky history. The primary election is May 21st. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.